Hi, Rotatoes. It's Friday, which means only one thing. We're back for the Rotating Heroes podcast, and I'm going to keep this one brief. All I'm going to say is that we still have that discount code active. If you want to get 50% off your first month of the Rotating Heroes Patreon, so it reduces it down to just $2.50, or like £2, you can still get access to that discount with the discount code AXIS50. That is AXIS50. Just go onto Patreon, go to sign up, enter the code, and you get half price off your first month. Thank you so much for being here. You're a legend. Take it away past me. The Rotating Heroes podcast, everybody. My name is Jasper William Cartwright, and I'll be your GM for today. And I am joined by the Rotators of the 14th Arc, and they are from the right of this. Yep, Zach's pointing at someone. Don't know who it is.
Me, Victoria Longwell. Yes. Reporting.
Devin Field.
Oh. What's up? Jacob Waisaki.
Zach Oyama.
Jasper William Cartwright again, for some reason. Thanks so much, everyone. I'm very excited for you to be here. I feel like we're in a pretty tense situation. Like, the stakes are high. The stakes are pretty high.
These guys got purple lights?
Yeah, he's got purple lights. He's a big light-up boy, and I am very excited for you to fight all four of these creatures. So how about we go ahead and get back into the adventure? Combat begins with Jin. You are the first to act as you see this sort of strange metallic armor kind of reform itself, drawing its massive hammer once again and looking like it's ready to charge towards Freya. What would you like to do, Jin?
From the very back of this crowd where I positioned myself because I was a little scared, I changed my mind completely. Excuse me, Rufus, sorry. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Grib, Freya, mind if I right through here?
Yeah, after you, please.
Excuse me, sir. We're not having that today. And I'm going to just take two swings at this guy that's reconstituting in front of me.
Please.
With my new sword.
Do it. Activate that sword.
First attack is... Does a 10 hit?
No.
Or an 11, sorry.
No. Definitely still no.
All right.
As you swing this sword, you're not kind of used to the weight, and he quite easily kind of just bats it off to the side.
Interesting. So it's like that. And then the next one is only going to be a 13.
Once again, I think you actually land a hit with this next one. It kind of hits onto the side of it, and it just kind of just laughs at you as it lifts the hammer up. Anything else you'd like to do on your turn, Jin?
That's kind of it. That's kind of it for me. Take those two swings.
Hey, valuable contribution.
Well, I really regret coming up all the way up here. Bring it on.
This thing's going to make two hammer blows against you. I'm assuming that a 22 hits.
Yeah, really a lot.
The next one won't hit, so that's good. That's a miss. As you take... Oh, my God! 23 points of damage. Sorry, I rolled like nearly max on that. That was a lot.
Mm. I flatten into the ground like a Goomba from Mario.
Looney Tunes style. Yeah.
I'm up, but very hurt.
Okay. You get smacked by this one, and the other three are going to take attacks. The two with the swords are going to launch towards Grib and Freya. So I'm going to do their attacks. What? On Freya, I rolled two threes. Neither of them hit.
Okay.
Wah, wah. You see that it launches forward and it's like swings this gigantic sword over its head and it just gets stuck in like a bit of roof over your head. And it's like... And he's like trying to swing it down, but it's like fully wedged there and he has to kind of like back up to get his sword out. And then the one attacking Grib. Gee, what? That's nuts. This one runs forward, goes to swing, and just throws the sword backwards as he rolls a nat 1 and a 2. Oof. I've just rolled 4 d20s. I've gotten 3 threes and a 1. Horrific.
Wow.
These guys are proving a little shy.
This is... It's not normally like this. It's normally much... Shield guy, what do you do?
You see the shield guy, part of it opens up, and I need a dexterity saving throw from the three of you, so Grib, Rufus, and Freya, as this shield opens up and this charge of energy seems to be coming from it.
Roll to 23.
28.
I am also in a hand-holding club of 23.
Wow! You all take no damage, as I'm assuming that the three of you in tandem holding hands do like a Neo backbend, and this blast of energy just goes straight over the top of you.
A triple Neo.
Triple Neo!
God, really speaks to the level of in sync we are in comparison to Jin, you know?
Jin, flattened on the ground, looks back, sees you guys doing the Matrix move. Wow. They're the one. All three of them
yes,
are the one.
And you're our friend.
The friend of the one. I think that honestly makes sense.
Rufus, it is your turn as you come up from the back bend.
Okay. But so I'm in a line with all of them. So I don't think I'm going to go ranged here. I think Rufus pulls out one axe and pulls out another axe and goes, it's time to start swinging. And I'm going to try to swing both axes at the neck of whatever swordsman is in front of me.
Sure, go ahead. And go ahead and make two attacks with your axes. You can roll both attacks, and then we can do damage and stuff afterwards.
Now, I also get an extra attack now.
Yeah, you have, yeah. And then bonus action, you do a third attack. So yeah, you can do three attacks this round.
23.
That hits. One hit.
19.
That misses.
19 misses?
Yep.
16.
That also misses. You get one axe kind of lodged into the neck, and you hit into some of that purple energy, and the whole kind of armor like surges for a second. And then I think it's as you're then trying to, it's sort of like that axe is stuck, leaving you a little off balance as you're trying desperately to find another opening, but it's kind of managing to block you. Go ahead and roll me damage then, please, for that singular axe attack.
6.
6 points of damage. Okay.
This guy's purple stuff is keeping me from really locking in, but I don't worry about me.
You're stepping on my head.
Thank you.
I'm squashed down here.
You're helping.
Freya Black, your turn.
Freya, recognizing that these are big boys, she's going to attack with a greatsword. Big wind-up attack, greatsword. Now, may I ask a question?
Please.
If I want to do a spell with this, I wait until we know if I hit or not, yeah?
If you want to do a smite.
Are you doing a smite?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you can wait until after you...
Okay.
Let's see if you hit first.
Okay, great.
For sure.
I crit.
Yeah, yes! There we go. There we go. Okay. So, because you crit, that means if you now do a smite, you're also going to double your smite damage as well.
Oh, big it's going to be so much math.
This is big money, no whammies, for sure. So this will be 4d6, and then what level smite are you going to use?
I'm going to do a second level.
Second level?
Searing smite.
Basically, you're rolling 8d6 plus 3.
Wow.
Is what you're going to do. Yeah.
That's a lot of D's.
Oh, wow. That's so many.
Yeah.
27.
27 Ooh. Plus 3, so 30 points of damage.
30 nice. Points of damage.
Wild.
That's just your first attack.
Yeah, that's just your first attack.
It's not as good as my 6, but...
You raise your greatsword in the air, and I think as you do, there is a sort of tiny bit of light that seems to break through the clouds and just sort of glints off of your greatsword. In a moment of you connecting to what this plane once was, and you find a sort of vestige of power, bringing the sword down, you fully cleave the arm off of one of these creatures as you do nearly half of its health in one blow.
Oh, thank God.
You hear it like as it's like getting torn apart by the strike. Do you have a second attack? Terrifying.
I get to do a second attack.
So you get to go ahead and roll again.
Yeah, and she's going to stick with her greatsword. She went one direction, and now she's coming back the other. Ooh. She's a little tired this time. rolled an 8.
An 8? I think a little distracted by just how badass you were, you raise your sword again.
Surprise yourself.
Yeah. You raise your sword again and get it stuck in the same bit of roof that the other guy did. And so the two of you are kind of staring at each other with your sword stuck in this, like, bit of, like, metallic kind of, like, corrugated iron wood, like, roof. Just, like, trying to pull them out. But an absolutely incredible turn. 30 points of damage in one blow is serious. Serious stuff.
Life is a balance.
So, Grib.
Great. Can I do a quick perception check to see if this portal is being controlled by one of the guys?
Yeah.
Like, if it's like a spell or something?
Yeah, go ahead, roll me, perception, yeah.
Oh, 26.
26. With a 26, you get the sense this portal is being controlled by something on the other side. But with the 26, you do notice that what appears to be three allies on the other side are working to stop whatever is happening. So someone essentially is trying to take care of the portal for you guys already.
Okay, cool. So it's not one of those people.
It's not one of those, guys. I would also say with the 26, you do like... There's, like, the town, generally, because they've seen Jiddix already attack one of these things, you see a couple of, like, Modrons and machines kind of coming out with, like, their little kind of weapons and stuff, kind of looking a bit grisly, and, like, you do kind of get the sense that, like, the town might have your back a little bit here.
Bit of a metal militia.
Yeah, yeah. I think, so if you decided to either, you know, gang up or carry on, peace out, you could also do that.
Great. And you also said that there were clouds?
Clouds? Yes. Yeah, it's like a thick smog. Yeah.
What did you say? They were storm clouds?
Yeah, it's like pretty much a perpetual storm.
Excellent. I'll cast level 3 call lightning.
Ooh! And I do believe you get
and
extra...
And with the cloudy conditions, I get to add an extra D10.
There we go! Love that. Is this a dex save?
It's a dex save. I'll target the shield guy.
Is it? Now. Yeah, you just target one person, is that right?
Yeah.
They are not dexterous. Okay, here we go.
Figured.
That is a 3 total, again. Because, of course, it would be cool. A 3. What's the damage?
31.
31 points of lightning damage?
Seems like we're all doing equally important strokes.
Can you get your foot off my head, please?
In due time.
Yeah, Grib's not quite sure if it'll work because of how rusty he's been. He was surprised that those last 2 spells worked, but he smacks his staff down on the ground in the clouds. Come overhead.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, I think as you slam your staff on the ground, like a surge of energy goes through your staff, and at the same time, a sort of similar looking surge of energy then comes from the clouds above, strikes into this creature, like coursing through it. You see that all of the metal plates and parts of it seem to like strain as if they're going to explode, and it just manages to hold on to its form at the last second.
Zwom gets a turn.
Zwom! Let's go.
Zwom gets a turn.
Let's go.
Get me in there.
Time to focus up, Zwom.
I'm stepping on this guy's head.
We need the Zwom and Jin podcast. This is great.
Just 17 plus 7. Does a 17 plus 7 hit? 23 hits?
23 hits? Yeah, absolutely.
Time to hock to.
Oh, oh, God. No.
Zwom. Yeah, baby.
Zwom.
No.
He's going to spit on that thing.
Zwom gets hit a little bit by the lightning and takes damage.
Yeah.
Ow. I'm sorry.
Everyone's happy about this. Okay. 6 damage. Decent. This one is looking hurt. Okay. It's now the crowd's turn. What's going to happen here is I'm going to get all of you. I've used a similar mechanic before. I'm going to get all of you to roll me a persuasion check, please. And this is sort of like how much you're kind of winning over whether the crowd's going to like jump in and help you or whether they're still a little on the fence.
Sorry. I just crit.
No way. No. Again? Uh-oh. We're getting like a crit around here. This is nuts.
Got that nat 20. This is my first one.
I got a 12.
Equally good.
I got a 15.
I also got a 15.
15, 15, 12, and a crit. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You see as three Modrons jump on the shield guy and just start like whacking it and like absolutely like just doing everything they can, like, ah, yeah, get him, ah, stick him, ah, like this, and they manage to take it down. And so the shield guy, the armor lies kind of unanimated on the ground. So two more of them sort of jump out of nowhere towards one of the sword guys and just get cut in half. They rolled a nat one.
Oh, no.
They get immediately killed. They're just like, they were like civilians, essentially. It was immediately. It was really, really bad.
That's tough to hear.
R.I.P.
Jin, it's back to you. Your go.
I pull myself out of this sort of smashed hole in the ground where I got bopped on the head like a whack-a-mole, and I'm going to take two attacks on whoever's already hurt of the guys in front of me.
The one that Frey is engaged with is looking pretty rough, for sure.
I'm going to go for that one. I think this time's going to go a little different. That is still only a 17, which misses, I'm pretty sure.
You say, this time's going to go a little different, and it goes exactly the same.
Oh, no.
There's this little thought in the back of Grib's head that's like, this is the guy that's supposed to fucking save everything?
It's weird how that little thought in the back of Grib's head said out loud, like perfectly clear for everyone to hear.
Shut up, man. Shut up.
You can do it, Jin.
I'm going to do one more attack. That's an 8.
Total?
Yeah. And I sort of just like, and I just hit. I don't think this new sword works.
It's kind of blunt, maybe.
Probably the sword, yeah.
I am then going to sort of just stand behind Freya.
Are you leaving its threatened area?
No, I'll just stay where I am. Never mind.
Yeah, okay, there we go. There we go. It's their turn. So what happens at their turn? You look through the portal now, and Freya, you would know exactly what's going on here because you've seen something similar before.
Mm-hmm.
You see as all of these kind of lifeless, kind of soulless looking creatures are trying to sort of making their way towards this portal. Some of them, a good chunk of them, appear to stop as what can only be described as a flawless vaudeville routine begins. Seemingly captivating the audience beautifully.
Good.
As Squeege and Teeth begins tap dancing, supported by Squeege, and is mesmerizing the audience below. Yes, this actually happened, and Teeth rolled obscenely well to put on a vaudeville routine in order to distract these things. So Teeth is a star. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to roll with disadvantage for our shield friend to see if he gets a soul back. The shield guy does not get a soul, so he is dead.
Okay, cool. There we go.
That's awesome.
Very cool, but the other three are still standing, so we're going to go shield guy. He's just going to whack Jin with his shield. Jin, you take... No, 3 points of damage.
That's good, actually.
He sort of bumps into you a little aggressively.
I'm pretty hurt.
Bit of a letdown, honestly. It is at this point, however, that the two with the swords are going to attack Grib and Freya respectively. So, Grib, this is you first. Ooh, that's a 19 on one of the dice.
Damn.
That hits by one.
10 points of slashing damage as it careens. I think this one gets lodged in your shoulder, Grib, and just blood starts kind of pouring down these rippling muscles.
Could I mitigate that by 4 with my new core crystal?
You absolutely can. Cool. Please go ahead and roll a d4.
4!
Hey! You see that as a little bit of lightning energy kind of leeches out of the shield and just sort of slows the blade down just a touch as it reduces the damage.
Cool.
Absolutely incredible. And now, attacking Freya. Oh, what is happening? Me and Zach are rolling identically poorly.
Really bad.
13 is my highest. I'm assuming that doesn't hit you, Freya.
No, it doesn't.
No, what a surprise. What a surprise. Wild. Okay, well, that's their turn. They sucked. Good. Rufus, your turn.
Okay, I'm still hanging off of one of these guys, if memory serves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to pull my one axe that's in his neck out of it, and then I'm going to go absolutely buck wild crazy and slam my axes as many times as I can into his chest.
Would you say that you're maybe going sicko mode?
I'm going sicko mode. It's beast mode. It's all of it.
Autobots assemble.
Rufus basically, like, his torso stays perfectly still and his arms just become a blur and you just hear cling, 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 as he's just like making so many attacks in literally six seconds. Please go ahead and roll 5d20.
5d20, yeah. Let's do it. 16.
Miss.
23.
Hit.
12.
Miss.
18.
Miss.
And 15.
Miss.
They all miss but 23.
So one nice big hit.
I'm going sicko mode.
I'm going sicko mode. My bad. Look, it's more of a theater of the mind than anything. You know, it's shock and awe more than anything.
Yes, I'm totally with you.
Is it theater of the mind or is it shock and awe?
It's shock and awe.
Well, I like to think about it like this. Like, there's a world where you didn't make any attacks.
That's right.
Had you not, you know, surged. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Think about that.
There's always another way to kind of look at it and frame
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
What's the damage on that?
Yeah. Okay. So I just do one damage
Hit
roll.
Hit a sicko.
Huh? 9.
9 points of damage. Hey, it's decent. Which one were you attacking? The one attacking Freya or...
I don't know which one I was hanging off of.
You were hanging off of...
I think it was the same one.
I think it was the same one.
Yeah. Okay, great. It was that one.
Rufus, how would you like to kill this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, so obviously his arms, Rufus's arms, windmilling, going absolutely crazy.
Can't even see.
They're all just kind of ting, ting, nicking off of the strong chest plate of this thing. But, and his eyes are going wider with sort of the internal knowledge of like, ugh, I'm fucking this up. But then finally he summons all his strength and power, and on his final swing, it's just a clean lateral slice. And he cuts off this damn thing's head.
Nice.
Off with the heads.
Ting, 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 ting. It rolls across the way, defeated. Incredible.
Sick.
Freya, there's one with the hammer, and there's one attacking Grib.
Okay, I'm going to go after the one attacking Grib.
Love that. Go for it.
Freya says, hey! Don't you dare.
What?
She kind of runs, you know, sort of like straight with her greatsword. Mm. Greatsword pointed out
Love
at
it.
This thing.
Like jousting.
Gets a spear, yeah.
Yeah.
Jousting sort of position, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm, kind cool. of, yeah.
Sort of like jousting.
Like jousting.
Kind of like jousting?
Yeah.
Has anyone said that?
Okay, I'm going to roll.
You got this.
Oh, no. It's a 15.
You don't got this.
Joust.
You And in this moment, Freya, you realize that is not how you're supposed to use a greatsword.
Freya knows how to use a greatsword. She just got caught up seeing this thing going after Grib.
You were going after like a really specific like weakness, and it's like you miss it by like a millimeter. You know what I mean? Like you were so close.
Damn it.
It would have been awesome. You have another attack?
All right. It's a 9.
9 total?
Damn.
Damn. Second joust. Ting, ting. Misses twice. Grib, it is now your turn.
Is your health bad enough that I should drop my concentration, or can I ride?
Keep hitting.
Okay, cool, keep cool, hitting. Cool. I'm just going to keep riding that call lightning, smack down the staff, and bring another.
Heck yeah.
Lightning stream down. I'll go to the one that's been untouched by the group.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
14 plus 1, so 15?
That's a tie.
Tie, so that is a success. So is that half damage on a success?
It'll be half damage,
cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead, roll damage.
22 halved, so...
11, still 11. Decent. Still decent. Okay, 11 points of damage.
And then we'll have Zwam go. Does a 17 plus 7 hit?
Yes, it does.
Another 23?
So Zwam, okay. Just clarify, doing better than like most of the party currently. Has landed two successful hits.
He has a real high plus 2 his attack. It's like a plus 7. 7 damage.
7 damage. Okay. Not bad at all. Can everyone go ahead and roll me persuasion checks with advantage, please?
Oh, that's right. The damn crowd.
Don't talk about them that way. I critted!
Again?
Yeah.
My words.
18.
24.
These dice are on fire.
Whoa!
I rolled a 16.
You see that with these ridiculously high rolls and a crit, that Alakash pops out from round a corner.
Yes, our best friend.
Wielding some obscenely large, kind of futuristic-looking weapon, and just screaming, pulls the trigger and lets up this huge, huge kind of rocket towards the one engaged with Grib and Freya. It hits into this creature, sending it flying. It then explodes into many, many, many pieces. It's truly very fortunate he didn't get you in this blast. He didn't seem to be aiming that much.
Nice.
But he fully just takes one of them out. That's the nat 20 that you got, Freya.
Wow.
Loose cannon much.
The ones start attacking the one with the hammer. He's kind of batting a few of them away. You see that he's looking a little confused as to why his friends aren't, like, reanimating. And he's sort of looking up at the portal a little bit panicked as he now sees this vaudeville dance going on. Jin, it is your turn. And here's the stakes. Basically, whilst one of them stands, there's a chance that any of them could come back up on their turn. This guy doesn't have a lot of hit points left. So this is down to you now to see if this combat is over or not. I'm going to write down on a piece of paper how many hit points this guy has left. It's not a lot, but you do need to hit, which you have yet not done.
Come on, Jin. Pick yourself up. It's a sword. You've seen them before.
Oh, God. You
know, this is supposed to be a good one. Figure it out, you idiot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Oh.
No. Jin, you're a champion.
First attack, 18 on the die, which is a miss. I've never really taken in how bad Jin's stats are until I just looked at it.
Okay, so what we need here, basically, is a...
I just have to hit and I'll kill him, I feel like.
14 to hit. We need a 14 on the die.
It's so easy to get.
Come on.
All right. Here we go. Ooh. I gotta hit somebody one
big
time.
Money,
one
big
time.
Money, big money.
Come on.
Nat one.
God dang.
No!
I throw my sword across the cavern.
You launch the sword flaming across the way, nearly crashes into a little family of Modrons who all have to dive out of the way.
Kill me.
They will.
Just kill me.
I guess we didn't need that fourth musketeer, you know what I mean?
Rufus.
And again, Grib really thinks to himself, this is the guy who's supposed to save it all.
Help.
Help. This is the worst combat I've ever had.
This is pretty bad.
Ever.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
Don't worry. It happens to lots of guys.
Rufus.
Especially when you're first meeting somebody.
Yeah, it's if it's new, it can be kind of overwhelming.
I've been doing this for a couple of, I don't know, weeks.
Okay.
Me too, man.
So Jin whiffs big time, throws his sword across the way. The crowd now are looking actively dejected after that round.
Oh, no.
I get
don't.
It.
I'm just going to quickly hold up just how many hit points this guy had left. 4 hit points. Now I'm going to do an individual roll for each of them, for each of the three that are downed.
No.
With disadvantage because of the vaudeville dance that is currently going on to see if they get a soul back. Sorry, I'm just, there we go.
I am so sorry.
Okay. First one, fail.
Yes.
Second one, fail twice.
Great. Here we go.
That's a natural one. And an 18.
No.
But he had disadvantage.
Oh, shit. He has a disadvantage. No!
Yep.
Yeah! Fuck! I was like, for some reason, treating that as advantage. Yeah, nat one. Yeah, nat one.
Eat it!
She cannot lie.
You see the one with the hammer on his turn is like, well, listen, everyone. Clearly been a misunderstanding. I'm gonna just... And he just starts taking off at a dead sprint through the town.
Can I try to shoot him with my bow? Or does someone have something better to do?
I'm gonna go for a guiding bolt.
Let's do it. Let's see if Jin can redeem himself.
And Cogsworth, can I put my arm on your head just for help?
Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. Please just don't blow my head off, though, okay? Right. Yeah? Is that okay?
That's a 16. That's a miss.
Jesus.
And then with the help, I rolled a 17. So a guiding bolt just streaks into a window of someone's home and just explodes their metal Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
No! My dog! My fucking dog! Someone show my fucking dog!
Oh, no.
I'm going to try to distract everyone from Jim killing someone's dog by going, hey, look at this big longbow, and pulling that out to try to snipe this guy in the back of the head.
Do it.
Here we go. And do I get an extra attack on this?
Yeah. Yeah, you can shoot twice.
Okay, good, because the first one was a 1 plus 8 for a 9.
That's a crit fail, baby.
So let's go ahead and try it
Snap
again.
Snap your bow in half, can't shoot again.
Yeah. And that's a 2 plus 8 for a 10.
My other fucking dog!
Two arrows go into a pet shelter.
Do I get a shot too?
Wait, at it? Or me.
Please! Please stop shooting our dogs! Please!
We're trying to finish it off.
Has he made it 30 feet away yet?
Yeah, he would have made it exactly 30 feet because that's his movement.
Exactly 30 feet?
Yeah, because that's his movement on his turn. So now we're sort of in your turn.
You could close with that.
Okay, can I throw my javelin at him?
Yes.
Please.
Freya squares up. Pulls back, launches. 20!
Yes.
Nat 20?
Nat?
No! Dirty 20.
Okay, what do you get to hit with this? I don't think you can not kill him, right? Yeah, in fact, you can't not kill him because you get a d6 plus 3, which means the minimum damage you can do is 4.
Great.
So Freya, please tell me, how do you want to do this? As you watch Jin, Rufus, they're just failing miserably. Freya's just like, let me get this done. What do you do?
Okay. Freya pulls out her javelin, brings it to her face, kisses the spear of it, and then says, Spruce, watch this.
Okay, I'm watching. It really feels like you can't miss. It really feels like you can't miss. This is too much. The stakes are too high. Wait, I've got a really cool idea. You see Spruce holds on to the javelin like, let me do this.
Nothing better happened to you. She kisses Spruce too.
Joust, 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 joust.
Spruce just yells joust as he hurls through the air.
Joust!
Great, now he's never going to understand what joust means, guys.
He just thinks that's what you yell in combat now. It's just, you just yell joust. Goes through the head of this thing and kills it dead. And we are out of combat.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Amazing.
Spruce to me.
Just.
I go find my sword and heal those dogs.
You go lay on hands on some dogs.
So sorry. So sorry.
Does a soul leave the body of the robot when it dies?
That is so interesting. Would you like to try and capture it? Yeah. Would you like to?
I would.
Okay.
Smart.
Which one specifically were you aiming for?
I guess just for like the story, just the last guy.
Yeah, hell yeah. As this like hits into this guy, you hold up the pendant, or you sort of touch the pendant, make contact with it. It begins to kind of glow, and sort of you see that the three stars that were in there sort of seem to hover in front of the pendant, and one little kind of tiny speck of light sort of hovers over from this creature and like now becomes a 4 as they then all 4 sink kind of into the pendant, and you regain a spell slot.
And then the camera kind of 360s around Grib, like Transformers kind of shot, like a Michael Bay 360. And it smash zooms in, and Grib just goes, I'm a soul keeper now.
And then somewhere in the distance, you just hear, ooh.
That's what we call a motivated shot.
Uh-huh. Grib, can you please take an inspiration, which means that you can choose to roll with advantage? Because I love animation.
Hell yeah.
That's my whole jam.
That's tight. So, fuck yeah.
You're appealing to the crowd.
And I have 4 charges on that.
You have 4, yes. Which means you can basically regain spell slots.
Jin comes back and says, I don't know if I should be here.
Oh, my. Jin, no. Come on.
I don't know what's going on with me today.
Perhaps you were saving yourself when the time's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably right, Jin.
Yeah? You guys mean that? All yes. 3 of you? Equally?
Certainly.
Yes.
I can't lie.
Okay. I'll take it. Because I can't interrogate this further because I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah, we don't have the time, friend.
Yeah, we're out of time. Jin walks forward crying. Oh.
Such exciting jousting, Freya.
Well, fantastic.
Thank you. Well fought, everyone.
All of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need to analyze it.
Well, not really all of us. You see one of the squirrels inside of Cogsworth is pointing at Jin.
Is that squirrel making fun of me?
No.
Yes. I can't lie. I'm sorry you asked a direct question.
But not like really about, it's not really about me, right? It's like at all of us?
No, it's all about you.
The squirrels are now laughing.
What's going on through, is the portal still open?
The portal does seem to disappear. It didn't look like it was closing per se, but it looked like it's sort of like no longer in this place, at least.
Mm. No chance to say goodbye to our friends who saved us.
They did save us. Wow.
We must eventually thank them for the help.
I'm writing that down. Thank the people in the portal for helping us.
You're just drawing squiggles on a pad of paper. Can you read it right?
You obviously don't know Elvish.
This guy's just gibberish down here.
Rufus,
huh? What's
Rufus,
going on?
Stop.
Okay. Jin's eyes are a little wide. It's Elvish. I can read and write.
Seems to be Elvish, so I'll back off.
Hey, Rotatoes, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I have been your GM, Jasper William Cartwright, and your players were the incredible Zach Oyama, Jacob Waisaki, Devon Field, and Victoria Longwell. Please don't forget to check out our Patreon, where you can get a bunch of bonus episodes, which include us talking about all the wild and wonderful things that happen in these episodes. Not to mention, you can get access to all new episodes, including Campaign 2, which has already started over on the Patreon. We're already a whole arc in. We've just kicked off arc 2, so it's an absolute great time to be over there. Please go and check it out if you can. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.